Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned into LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. As you guys know, this is the show where we re-inspire your inner being to come to the forefront of that beautiful consciousness to call your own. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in, Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, once again, Davey. And as you guys know, being the avid Vibration Station listeners that you are, we ain't got no time for this negativity that's swirling in the air today. All these crazy things going on around the world. I'm just messing. But seriously, there is a much more positive approach that we can take to everything that's going on as a collective on our planet. And that's what we're going to be talking about here today. Welcome to the Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. We have a very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, we like to bring people that have done something inspiring or have been inspired by life, by the human experience, something that has driven them to become a greater, more than they previously were before some sort of realization. Well, we all have these experiences in our lives where we're presented with opportunities to evolve or devolve, depending on how we react. But I believe that no matter what we're doing, we're always evolving. This is why I brought someone very special in the studio with us today. I'd like to welcome Brother Avi. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, I'm good today. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother, for being on the show. So the reason why we have Brother Avi here is because he has made a really beautiful choice in his life. He's made a lot of beautiful choices, right? He's also made a lot of shitty ones.
Yes.
But that's what brings the contrast, the beauty and the power of the contrast to the forefront of today's conversation. So how can someone, you, how can you as an individual, the listener, right, react to the surroundings with everything, all this crazy stuff that's going on in our world? How do we keep our sanity? With all, you know, we feel like we can't even walk down the street without worrying that something is going to happen, right? There's so much fear through the collective circle, you know, like everyone's driven by fear these days, yes, from like, yes, what they see on the news to the things that they're being told by other people. You know, you go, you sit down to a dinner, and all you hear, right? I was at dinner a couple nights ago, and I heard people talking, and all they were talking about was, oh, you know, where's the next place that this terrible thing is going to happen? And people were talking, you know, and all I wanted to say to them was, you know, I understand that you want to talk about it because it's scary and you want to get reassurance, but let's talk about how we can become greater people instead of how we're so afraid of what these other people could do to us, right? So today's show is based around becoming a more conscious person. Today's show is based around becoming a greater, how do I say?
Taking more responsibility for your actions.
Beautifully said. Take that.
I think that's the bam. That's the best way to go.
That is a really beautiful way of saying that. Because
the more power you give to yourself and empower yourself internally, the more power you'll have for your choices.
Yes.
And you won't blame others ever.
Yes. You know, Avi, on the Vibration Station, every single week, we talk about how this universe is just a reflection of the individual's consciousness, right?
Right.
We're talking about how we live in this hologram, which is actually the earth plane, but it's projected through consciousness.
Yes.
So it's like, I seem to be an individual. I seem to be a different person than you, Avi. But, right, you know, I look out the window and I'm looking over, you know, beautiful Sherman Oaks, and I see people in their cars, right? I see people in buildings, and I feel a sense of separation. It's like they're their own person, I am my own person. But really, when it comes down to it, if we were to look at it on a quantum level, we are all one. We are all one and the same. The only difference between Avi and David, right, is Avi is just an expression of the whole. Well, I am an expression of the whole. Well, these people driving their cars down here are just an expression of the whole. But really, at the end of the day, we're all reflections of each other, and we're all one and the same. So, Avi, that's why I wanted to come to you, invite you here on the Vibration Station. First and foremost, thank you for being here. You're a wonderful person. You have a great energy. I have a couple questions for you. I'm going to start getting into some just hitting it hard so we can give the listeners a platform to go off of. So I truly believe that we can only learn through our own experiences, and the next best thing to learning from our own experiences is learning through somebody else's experiences.
Right, right. And I truly think that the moment we start giving more, the moment we start giving more, you know, effort in empowering ourselves,
yes,
day to day,
yes,
being in the now and just being in the moment in itself,
yes,
instead of worrying about our problems for the week, for the month, for the year,
yes,
just being in the now and constantly having good thoughts,
yes,
and always trying to make the negative into a positive, because in every situation there's always a positive. There's never a constant negative. It never changes. And I think that we want to bring love and be loved, and we want to have good relationship, and we want to enjoy financial security and,
yes,
have great health.
Yes.
And all that comes from being one with ourselves, one with the universal consciousness day to day, and just staying in that proper frequency, because we tend to be knocked off our chairs,
yes,
when something happens in life. And in all honesty, the best way to go about, you know, taking care of our issues day to day is being in the now.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to change anything except when it's happening now.
It's so true. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, thank you.
Yeah.
That's That's really great. You know, it's an empowering feeling for me when I get to have a co-host, a guest speaker on the show that that understands on a core concept what it is that we talk about here on the Vibration right. Station. So, Avi, something that I wanted to ask you, right? We were talking about a week ago, and you were telling me how you had this phenomenal like shift, like this transformation, like in consciousness. Right. So, and these concepts that you're talking about of being, you know, healthy, wealthy, wise, independent, you know, free by being in alignment with ourselves.
Right.
You said that you like something happened in your life where you decided that you needed to change right. the thoughts that you were thinking. You needed to change the actions that you were acting upon. And something that you said to me, which I think is really beautiful, is you consider yourself to be a Kabbalah student on the path right. to rediscovering your right. roots.
Right.
So can you give us just a quick kind of overview of what Kabbalah is, and then I'm going to get into the personals of what was it that made right. you change, the inspiration, because we have a bunch of listeners over here that would love to know how you went from where you were to where you want to be, right?
Well, I could start from Kabbalah itself.
Start wherever you want, brother.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, I recently began studying Kabbalah, and you know, it's an ancient, very ancient art form of consciousness.
Yes.
It dates back 2,000 years or more. Certain books written in the Kabbalah studies go back as far as 5,000 years.
Wow.
You know, I mean, when you compare that to the Gita, it's the closest thing to ancient consciousness that we wow. have.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I've really picked up on some interesting concepts, you know, through my first week of this class in regards to how powerful our thoughts and our words can be.
Yes.
Day to day. With just your words, you can affect others. With your thoughts, you can affect yourself.
Yes.
You know? And I feel like in Kabbalah, the belief that we're all connected to universal energy.
Yes.
Is definitely a major factor, because our thoughts are energy.
Yes.
That's what happens when we're all connected to one source of energy. Our thoughts become energy.
Absolutely.
Because as humans, we think that's how we function.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right. There's no other way.
And if you think about this, I mean, think about it on a scientific level, right? I always right. love combining science with spirituality. It's one of my favorite things to do, because it proves that there is a greater source. So if you right. think about, you were just talking about thoughts or energy. Right. Well, think about this, man. All a thought is, and listeners, obviously this is for you guys as well. All a thought is a neuron. I mean, on a scientific level, when you think a thought, what's happening in your brain is there's a neuron that an electromagnetic signal was just sent to, which is then told to connect with a synapse. And then once that neuron connects with that synapse, you have that thought. Now, this is happening on like microseconds. Like right. you have trillions of neurons firing to trillion, excuse me, you have trillions of electromagnetic signals firing to trillions of neurons, which are connecting to trillions of synapses. Trillion times a moment. You know what I mean?
Totally,
I mean, it's just like,
totally
it's infinite,
agree.
Right?
There's a lot going on within the body, and how we think also affects our body in many ways.
Absolutely.
You know, the power of the mind is Kabbalah.
Yeah.
You have to understand the power of the mind to be connected to the source energy. And
beautiful.
the issue nowadays is that our exterior as people, you know, living in this chaotic world, as you mentioned, David,
yeah.
The exterior chaos is causing us to disconnect from this energy.
Yes.
You know, our bills, school,
right.
negative friends, negative parents, negative this, negative that. And, you know, it sort of transcribes into who we become as individuals. And what we need to do is we need to stop, you know, taking in this chaotic, negative world and clear ourselves from within, from this error thinking, because this error thinking is what's disconnecting us from the source energy.
It's beautiful.
So we all need to connect to the source energy by properly thinking, by properly using our minds.
Right.
And that way we can day to day make miracles happen.
Yes. Beautiful.
You know.
Amen, brother. Dude, it's true. Go on.
And this is what Kabbalah truly is. It's a form of proper thinking.
Yeah.
And bringing that proper thinking and making your day-to-day just something that you've always wanted it to be.
Yes.
You know, because we all want money. We all want to be healthy. We all want to be happy. We all want to have love.
Right.
And if we go on through life thinking the way we are, thinking improperly, then there's no way to obtain this.
It's so true.
So Kabbalah is definitely something you fans out there of David's show might want to look into if you want to start understanding the human mind from a more less flawed perspective.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And, you know, something that I want to make clear to just like all the listeners and everything, this is not in any way, shape, or form a religious show. This is a show of love. No matter what you believe in, no matter what you practice, no matter what you choose to call your quote-unquote religion or your belief system, we cherish that. We honor that. Because if it works for you, that's wonderful. If it works for you and it provides you and yields you and your surroundings and your loved ones and your planet good results, keep it up. That's beautiful.
Right.
All we're saying is here is another way of looking at the human experience.
Right.
Exercise it. If it works better than what you're currently doing,
right,
then maybe you found something really special. If it doesn't and it goes against the grain so hard that you just can't find the serenity and the alignment with it, then that's not something that you need to force, right? We're all on our own path. We're all where we need to be. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, I believe. But there's also this idea of, you know, you controlling your own reality and free will and you being literally a transmitting and receiving mechanism, just like a radio. You've heard the analogy, Avi. You've heard the analogy, like human beings are the brain works like a radio, where you know you can tune your radio dial to 101, 100.1, or whatever. And when if you tune it to 100.1, you're going to hear whatever station's on 100.1. If you know, I think it's K-Earth 101. You're going to hear, you know, oldies music. If you turn your dial to 95.5, you're going to hear KLOS. If you turn it to 95.7, you're going to hear static. It's with a little bit of KLOS coming through. Brain frequency is the exact same way. When you're not focused on a positive thought, you're tuning into static. You're not getting a clean frequency. When you're on the teeter-totter between, oh, this is good for me, and then you kind of fall back into, oh, but this is bad because, oh, and these are the results, and da, 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 you lose the pure, you lose the source of it.
And we've come to see our things that are happening in the exterior as negative.
Right.
But not because we think they're negative. It's because society has, you know, in a way shaped them to be negative.
Yes.
And now we're taking in these thought forms and they're affecting the way we're receiving our energy from, you know, from the source energy.
So
which
true.
Which we're all connected to. And this is the issue. The minute you learn to receive, you know, a more proper form of energy into your body, you'll be able to, you know, co-create.
So true.
You'll be able to expand in your life in many ways that you haven't expanded before. And this is the topic, this is the issue with many people who are, you know, are facing challenges in their lives, you know, whether it's physical, emotional, you know, economical issues.
Right.
The only way out of that is by going inside.
Yes.
And trying to understand where you're going wrong, but you're not trying to understand where you're going wrong by society standards.
Right.
You need to understand where you're going wrong with your standards.
Beautiful.
Because that's when you're going to start going farther in and understanding what's really going on with your interior self.
Avi, I have a point to bring up with that. I think that's super beautiful what you just said. I think from someone that hasn't heard that before, their question to you would be, how do I gauge my own standards, right? Like they would say to themselves, well, if I've been molded,
right,
we could say, by society, by what society thinks is fearful or right or good or wrong, if we've been kind of molded by those beliefs, then at what point or through what threshold?
Through what barrier? You mean what barrier are you going to have to break to get where you want to initially be in your life?
Exactly.
How
from someone that's lived their whole life that has been molded, how will they be able to tell the difference what the inner them is saying versus what they've just been telling themselves for the last 30 years?
Right. I totally agree with you. And you know what? To those of you listening out there and wondering what David is saying, and you honestly, the mold that you've been molded for, the fact that you're listening to this station now and you're actually, you know, wondering what is happening with you, you're missing something and you know you're missing it, but you don't know what it is, then you've tuned into the right station.
Yeah, brother.
You know, I totally agree with you. What is it? What is the next step to finally getting where you want to be? You're trying to break a mental barrier, a mold that has been formed by society.
Yes.
You're catching on to a hint on your day-to-day. You're going to college, your grades are not right, and you know something is missing. You're sad, you don't know where to turn, you don't know where to go.
Right.
You're walking through school and you see somebody selling the Bhagavad Gita for $2, and he's part of the Hare Krishna committee. Yeah. He's part of the Hare Krishna committee, and they're all over the U.S.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in Santa Monica College, and he offers you a Bhagavad Gita, and you say, okay, how much? He says $5, and you offer him $2. So you open up this book of knowledge that you just received for $2, and you're totally lost. You don't know what's going on. Your college grades are not that great. You're in community college, and you know you're struggling financially.
Yes.
You just open up the Bhagavad Gita, a 2,500-year-old book, you know, and you're just wondering, what does this book have for me?
Right.
You're reading it. You're processing the information, but you know what? You're not processing the information properly.
Right.
Because it's just like the exterior world. If you're not thinking right, you're reading the book, but you're still not properly reading the book.
Right. There's filters.
Right. It's filters. Right. There's filters to properly reading a spiritual book.
Right.
And this is the issue. People are having issues understanding their exterior world. Just like they have an issue understanding the Gita.
Right.
You know? Right. When they're lost. They're lost and they're missing it. And I think the best way to break through a barrier when trying to understand what's going on with yourself spiritually is you have to gain layers of filters. And it's hard to break through those layers because you're going to have to face certain facets of the world and yourself that you have never seen before.
Wow.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, and the farther you get into back to the analogy of the book, you know, you open up this book for the first time, you're sitting at home and you're trying to understand, you know, how does this book like pertain to my life?
Right.
You know? what is this 2,000-year-old message the Gita is trying to spread, you know? You know, and you're reading through the first, second, third chapter, you know, there's 50 chapters in it. It's a, it's a 500-page book.
Wow.
And, you know, you're looking through the synapses and you're like, oh, okay. You know, we're talking about Siddhartha, and we're talking about people that have nothing to do with where you live, and
right.
and facets of, you know, the ancient world,
right?
But you know, that's the consciousness we're trying to bring back now
yes.
to this day of time, because society has become so complicated and so chaotic that we've truly lost our spiritual roots. And you know, being that college student that was walking through, you know, Santa Monica.
And that was you.
That was me. I love it. That was me. And, you know, I read the Gita for the first time, you know, the whole book itself. And,
wow.
You know, this was in 2011 that I was reading the Gita.
Wow.
And, you know, apparently in 2012, we were reaching a certain point in humanity. We were entering a certain year. It was the end of the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
And I was feeling a sort of hype within myself. Something was missing. And,
yeah.
you know, all this new age coming through, you know, into the 2012 era.
Right,
that's the
right.
new age.
Exactly.
And, you know, during this time, I started self-exploring a lot. You know, it was 2 years after high school. You know, I was really lost. And I was starting to pick up spiritual books. I felt like I was missing a piece. I wanted something more in my life than,
right.
you know, the usual, the society's trends.
Like the daily, like the American dream.
Right.
Gotta make money so you can get a nice house, so you can get a nice car,
right.
so you can find a nice girl that likes you for your money.
Right. yeah.
The whole, which is terrible, which is like so, it's such a skewed perception, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, so I'm sorry, go on, no, but I know what you mean. Like, it's almost like you're chasing a fake dream. It's
right.
like you're chasing this facade right. of it's this, like your whole life is based off of what other people think it
right.
should be, right?
Right. And as I was saying, you know, we're moving on to, you know, this is my second year of college. And, you know, after I read the Gita, I dropped out.
Wow.
I dropped out of college.
Wow.
I mean, I got my associates and I was like, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I got my associates and I went out and, you know, after that, I spent some time in a Malibu temple, the Vishnu Temple of Malibu, for a couple months. You know, that's
great.
I spent, you know, a couple months there.
Was that the Self-Realization Center, the Paramahansa Yogananda Self-Realization Center?
That's the one in Palisades. That's a really good one as well, you know, to those of you who want to discover more of your roots, and you're scared to go to a church, you're scared to go to a synagogue.
Totally.
You're scared to go, you know, to a mosque. You don't know what you're going to discover.
Right.
You're trying to explore your religious roots. You know what? Go to the Yogananda Center in Palisades. It's all in one.
Yeah, it's very, it's really cool.
It's all in one.
There's like shrines. It's like on this beautiful lake. There's a whole meditation. And the cool thing, and the reason Avi and, you know, and I know that you resonate with me on this, is like the reason why, you know, we choose to kind of to think in this state of mind is because there's no dogma.
Yeah.
There's no like saying, well, you can't do this because of this, and if you do this, then you're going to hell, or like if you can't do this because if you do this, it's all about
right.
self. Expression, all about
right.
self journey. It's all about becoming a greater you,
right.
you know. And how you were talking about earlier, us being all connected to this source energy. Those are the words that I use as well. Is there is this source energy, this creator of creation,
right.
source energy. And this quote
right.
that I've used here on the Vibration Station quite a few times, but it's just so wonderful. I'm going to bring it up again. Rumi. In the words of Rumi, he goes, we are not one drop in the entire ocean, but the entire ocean in one drop. So what that means is, like we said, here we are, we're sitting and we're overlooking, you know, the cars driving by, and then here we are in the studio, and we're feeling this sense of individualism, we're feeling this sense of separation, you are you, I am I. But at the same time, within each and every body exists the infinite whole,
right.
exists the infinite potential to be, do, and have anything and everything one could ever imagine, so as long as they allow their expectation,
right?
Right? So it's an extremely powerful decision to make, right?
Well, back to the main point, it is a tough decision. It is a very tough decision.
Extremely tough. You're fighting with yourself.
Right.
You have the ego self, and then you have the God self.
Right.
Right?
And, you know, the ego self is gonna, it's the flawed thinking. It's what's going
yes.
to drain you of the source creator energy.
Yes.
That's the issue with nowadays. And, you know, to break through that ego self, you know, going back to my, you know, the book that I was reading, and, you know, your ego self is going to stop you from understanding the Gita.
Yeah.
That's it.
For sure.
You're not going to understand the Bhagavad Gita. You're not going to understand any spiritual book you read.
Right.
You're going to take it word for word, and your ego self is just... You're going to have a lot more pain.
Right.
Trying to understand these books.
Totally.
You're going to have a lot more pain. And this... So after you, you know, start reading these spiritual books and, you know, you're still searching for that... You know, back to my story. After I, you know, dropped out of school and I'm still searching for that piece of myself. And then, you know, I'm you know, living in a Vishnu temple in Malibu.
Yeah.
You know... I continue to search for myself. I'm still trying to break that ego barrier. You
yes.
know, I'm trying to understand it. And, you know, those of you out there trying to break that barrier, you will break it.
Yeah.
If you keep, you know, fighting your demons, if you keep fighting off all your fear and learning to receive.
Yes.
From the source energy, learning to receive with your thoughts, you know, you want to do something that is going to change your life forever.
Yes.
Then you're going to continue fighting for that barrier.
Yes.
Because if you stop, you're just going to be another anomaly. You're just going
to
continue being part of society and you won't be able to find your true inner self.
Right.
You know, and once you break that barrier... You're going to have a chemistry change within your body.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're going to have a chemistry change within your body, and you're gonna have anxiety.
Yeah,
you're gonna have nightmares.
It's gonna be uncomfortable because you're not used to this vibration.
You're not gonna be able to breathe.
Right.
Your thoughts are gonna be going off nonstop.
Right.
You're gonna be experiencing what a medically induced
withdrawal
panic attack.
Yeah.
You're gonna be experiencing all kinds of things that you've never felt before.
Right.
And
right.
you know, some of you might seek help from your parents when this happens. Some of you might seek, you know, they might seek help from doctors. Some of you might seek help, you know, within yourself, hopefully, because that's what it's going to come down to.
That's for the answer.
They're not going to really help you.
Of course.
I mean, they're going to help you with as much as they can, but in the end, it comes down to you.
They're catalysts to you believing in yourself.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Because, no, you know, the people out there in the exterior world, they're not going to help you. I mean, you can only go to your closest, you know, your closest family, your closest friends for help. Nobody else, because when you're facing anxiety, when you're facing panic attacks, you're facing, you know, all kinds of, you know, things that society calls flawed.
Right.
You're actually just, you're facing yourself and a chemistry change within your mind and within your thinking and within your body simultaneously.
Yes.
And that's when you're going to have to face the barrier that you broke, and there's no going back after that.
Exactly.
You know, once, of course, you figure out what you need to center and balance yourself. And, I mean, of course, one that starts with, you know, how you eat, your dieting.
Right.
It's very important, because once the chemistry of your body changes, you're going to have to diet much better. You're going to have to eat, you know, you're going to have to, I'm not saying you're going to have to become a vegetarian right away.
Right.
You know.
But it's, what happens, which is, sorry to interrupt you, Avi, what happens, which is really amazing, and I've experienced this personally for myself, is when I decided to kind of focus my energy more on the source side of me than the ego side. And I'm not saying that the ego side doesn't come out. It definitely does. But when it comes out, I try to lay it back down and then flood it with source, right? So the idea here, though, is when you introduce yourself to this higher vibration, your body literally changes on a physiological level, because you're becoming a greater person. And then when the cells of your body vibrate at a higher frequency, the food that it processes becomes the process of the food processing becomes different. It changes. So I used to be able to, I remember I used to be able to eat like a nice big pizza. Like, I can't do that anymore. For some reason, I can have like two slices and like, that's it. I had to stop eating meat, because all of a sudden I was like meditating every day, doing like these spiritual acts and like these mantras and doing like hikes and all this shit. All of a sudden I was eating a bunch of meat, and not like a bunch, but I was eating meat maybe like, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week, and my body just felt slow. So I had to stop eating meat. I eat fish, but it's just interesting things that your body just starts to change. You don't even know. I smoked cigarettes, and I will once in a great while, you know, socially have a cigarette with friends or whatever. But you know, and that's only to have to activate, you know, a fun, enjoyable, just experience. And I'm not condoning smoking cigarettes. I'm just saying if it's social, you know, you go out, you have a drink and whatever. As long as it's not every day you're smoking, you have to put this in your body. I used to smoke like a pack a day. I can't do that anymore.
Dependence, you know, the ego is constantly dependent on something.
Yes.
It's always dependent on the exterior. It's always dependent on, you know, you know, anything you can think of, your sexual partner, your money. It's dependent on something, and that's where it takes away from your interior.
Exactly. You know what, guys? I'm actually going to take this call. We have a caller on the line. You are live with us here on LATalkRadio.com, Dave's Good Vibration Station. We got Avi in the studio, and I'm your host, Davey. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Avi. Hi, Dave. It's Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing great. I love to, once again, it warms my heart to have listeners call in on the show and give us their two cents. Let us know what you're thinking. What are you thinking today, Alicia?
No, it's really interesting. I really like what you're saying. You know, my mom kind of raised me. She's very spiritual, and she used to, you know, tell me about Bhagavad Gita and stuff. And the thing is, you know, we live really clean, and but we're not, I guess, yogis. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you don't. It's not your whole devotion. Like, you don't get up and pray three times in the morning and then do the whole, like, I don't know if that's what,
you know, to be a true yogi is not to be stuck in a mountain somewhere in a calm environment where there's fresh air or, you know, clean food. To be a true yogi is to live amongst chaos but be peaceful internal. You know, it's not really about your environment.
Say that again. To be a true yogi.
To be a true yogi is just to be calm amongst the chaos of your daily life.
That's beautiful.
That's all it is.
Yeah. To have peace of mind amongst the chaos.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like my mom, I was just talking to her. We were listening because we always listen to Dave. And my mom said, she wrote this down. And she always used to say this to me, but she said, Krishna does not propose that the physical world must be forgotten or neglected, but that life on earth must be lived in accordance with greater laws and truths.
Yes.
And that's that's what she has taught me, is that
I love that.
You know, live in this world, and I do have a job, and I do go to school, and I have wonderful friends I love of all religious faiths.
Yeah.
And I have fun. I take care of my body. I don't do drugs or I don't drink. But
that's great. That's great.
The whole thing is like just trying to find love. And, I can't, like, totally detach from the material sense of ego. Because
right.
To me, sometimes love is part of my ego, because I love. And then I want people who I love to love me. And that's, for me, part of my ego. So I define that not, I don't say I'm needy, but I say that, you know, it's part of being a human and having the human
yes.
experience, and also part of the higher power. It's having the love and then getting the love. But there's nothing
Definitely.
Wrong with wanting the love. And that's the ego thing that a lot of people say to me, like, oh, you're contradictory. So I don't know what your guest would say about that.
Yeah, Avi, all you, brother.
Avi, yeah.
Everybody has an ego. Just the ego is inflated on different levels. It's okay to have an ego. The only thing is that some people have egos that are inflated to such enormous proportions that they're just totally disconnected from
yeah.
reality.
Right.
It's okay. The ego is good. It's human to have an ego. It's just... There's a good ego and a bad ego.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
It goes that deep
yeah.
into an ego, because it keeps
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
you when you say, "Oh, you want to be loved," and you know, that's, you know, it's part of being human, you know, feeling an emotion. That's where the ego comes in. It's okay.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Right.
But you simultaneously have to have the understanding that you need to accept other people's love, not as like your own, but as their own.
Yes.
And that way you're keeping your ego from inflating.
Beautiful.
You know?
Beautifully said, man. Yeah. That and
is, that's great.
That
yeah.
is,
that no,
is beautifully
I hear you.
Said, brother. Yeah, definitely. And you know, another thing, Felicia, that I think that I'd like to define, which something that you said, which triggered a thought, was, you know, there's a difference between wanting love and having the ego saying, well, I don't feel loved, so I want love. There's a difference between that and then like getting in tune with yourself and then being like, I just want to be like saturated in this unconditional source love. So there's a difference, right? One's coming from like the inner you asking to be just like, just to flood me with this unconditional love and appreciation that I know I am, right? The wholeness of me is this love and appreciation. But then there's this ego you, which says, well, I'm not good enough for this person, and
right.
I'm not good enough for this person, and if I do this, maybe this person will love me. So, you know, I was just listening to a great speaker. If you're interested in this, Felicia, make sure to check... Alicia, make sure to check out... Stuart Wilde. He's a great speaker, and he talks about maintaining the ego, and he talks about like a family. So you have the dad, and the father's ego says, well, I'm going to go out and sacrifice my happiness to make sure that I bring home enough money to put food on the table and make sure that everyone's happy. So as long as I bring home this money, will you still love me? Right? And then the mother thinks to herself, like, you know, oh, well, I have to take care. I have to make sure that, you know, the father's happy and the children are happy. And as long as they're happy, then they'll love me. So, but if I don't sacrifice something of myself, let's say I want to do something for me, and it doesn't benefit them, will I lose a portion of their love? So there's like this thing, but then the kids go, and then the kids want to do, you know, they want to get good grades in school just to make the parents happy, when really they hate school or whatever it is, you know, they want to do whatever the parents want them to do just so they can get the ego gratification, so they can make sure that, oh, they're loved, right? Another aspect of this is people don't want people that they love to become too powerful, because they're afraid that if they empower themselves, then they won't need you anymore, right? So if you empower yourself, then you won't need other people to give you happiness, and right. and that's really fearful to the people around you. They want to make sure that they're of value to you. They want to make sure that they almost want to make sure. And I'm learning this through the teachings that I'm listening to and I'm studying, that they want to make sure that they have pretty much as much control over making sure you don't leave them. You know, they want you to enjoy your life. They want you to have fun. But they want to make sure that you have fun within their parameters, right? Which is really skewed if you think about it. I mean, we're all here expressing ourselves, human beings, given this beautiful platform, and we shouldn't feel held back by our loved ones. So that's it. So let it go. Go, Avi.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Where does your issue come in regards to love? You mentioned love when you first came on the line, and you never really fully finished about your issue with love.
I think that what I'm talking about is the, you know, being a human on this plane and in the material world. It's, you know, the transcending our illusionary kind of mortality and all that by meditating and all that. That is... I think what Dave was saying really helped me, because, you know, I'm talking about, like, needing, you know, others to make me feel good.
Okay.
And I think that is exactly what David was saying, and I think he answered that, is that, you know, you don't, all you need is you look within, and you don't really look without. And you can love, but...
And that was Avi's point.
You don't get the ego involved of needing to be loved,
right? Because if you get
to allow that to happen, if that happens, but you just love in your own way as a being who has that within him or her, who's a sacred being, but still on this material plane.
So
I think you know, with my girlfriends, there's like way too much drama sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about, is I try to kind of tell them sometimes that...
Sounds like women.
So needy. Don't be so needy.
I'm kidding.
Well, here's how it is.
I'm kidding.
Here's a simple breakdown of it. If you get the ego involved too much in a personal relationship of love, you know, and there's a flooding of ego within yourself, then you're going to express... negative emotions that are, you know, like anger and sadness and things that your partner probably most likely wouldn't appreciate, you know, when they're around you.
Right.
And not a positive vibration, you know, that's what happens when it comes to the ego flooding.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and if you...
That's right.
And it cuts you off from, you know, from the source of love that you want to feel.
Yeah.
So if you want to feel that source of love, then express it. Because, you know, they say words can hurt, and, you know, words can hurt. Words are very powerful, and, you know, they release just as much frequency as your emotions.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Alisa, I want to thank you so much for
calling
in here on the Vibration Station. We are coming to an end of the show, but I want to give you all of our unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Hitting it strong, lightning bolt straight to the heart. Love
Namaste.
You. Namaste. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much for your call, Alisa. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
Thanks, Dave. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Oh, friends, family, lovers, everyone. Avi, my brother Avi, I want to thank you so much for coming here on the Vibration Station and spreading your positive thoughts, your energy, everything that you have blessed us with, all the powerful ideas and different ways of perceiving, you know, the love of the human experience. I truly cannot thank you enough. That is what we're all about here on the Vibration Station, and that's more powerful than words could ever express. Thank you, my brother.
It's been an honor. Thank you very much, man.
And I also, in honor of you being here, I would definitely like to let all the listeners know, if you're interested in this, please make sure to check out the Kabbalah Center. That's in Woodland Hills, right off of Shoop, heading north on the 101 freeway. The address is 22311 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 101, Woodland Hills, California, 91364. If you guys want to give them a call, they are closed today, but you can give them a call during the week, 818-337-1231. Thank you guys so much. Avi, always unconditional love to you, brother. Guys, make sure to follow us here. That's at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. Once again, at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. My friends, I love each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for tuning into LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibrations. We will see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.